And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. It's a beautiful title for a program, Shedding Shackles. That's what we want to do. We want to shed the shackles of the past. The shackles of the past become free. And indeed, this may come to pass in your life. But for it to happen, to become free, or to begin the process of becoming free, let's put it that way, you have to find the life of the Spirit. The life of the Spirit. Let's talk about it. What life do you know now? Undoubtedly, if you're like most people, you only know one life, and that's the emotional life. The life of getting angry at someone, being irritated at this, and nervous about that, and resentful over this, getting excited over something, getting disappointed about something, having one's feelings hurt about something, having a grudge against someone, having unforgiveness against someone, liking someone, wanting something, having a passion for something, a lust for something, a greed for something, a desire for something. That's the emotional life, the animal life. But that emotional animal life, albeit the only life that most people know, is a life that leads to death. But there's another life from God, in which you can live and move and have your being. And for that life, you don't need emotions. That's right. You don't need emotions. So you have to find this other life. It's that simple. Because the life of emotions, no matter how nice they may seem, you know, getting moved when you hear poetry or you know, moved when you hear some nice music or feeling sorry for someone and that sort of thing. It's all part and parcel of the animal life that leads to death. Now, this animal life is good enough for animals. It's good enough for deer or for squirrels or for cats and dogs. But you have to admit that even animals have a calm existence compared to most humans. Because you see, the animal doesn't have an ego. See, the animal emotions are simply to be moved to be hungry and find food, or to seek shelter when it's raining, or to run from a predator. You see, very simple. But when that need is met, then the animal is very calm, very calm. But how about human beings? They're on edge, they're excited, they're nervous, they're stimulated, they're unhappy, they're resentful, they're worried, they're angry all the time. Animals are not angry and upset and nervous all the time. So the difference between animals and humans, one of the differences is that humans have an ego, and that ego requires support. See, initially in the Garden of Eden, Adam was close to God, and any support that Adam needed would come from God, completely 100%. Do you remember the Israelitish people when they were wandering in the desert for 40 years after they escaped from Egypt and were set free? They were led by Moses, weren't they? And God took care of all their needs, remember? He wanted them to learn to rely upon Him for everything. For everything, even for their daily food, He sent them manna, which met all their needs. And it said that their shoes didn't wear out. He somehow made it so their shoes wouldn't wear out. He met all of their needs. That's what He wanted to teach them, to rely upon Him completely. So our ego, Adam's ego, if he remained true to God, his every need would have been met by God. But when Adam defected, he fell away from God. Then he evolved with animal emotions and needs, and then everything had to be met from the world. And his ego, this separate ego existence apart from God, this pride apart from God, needed support. And so we use our emotions to support our ego. Our anger supports us. Our rage supports us. Our feelings support us. Our body sensations of tension support the ego. Everything. We use other people to support our ego. We use our family. We use our kids. We use our work. We use things we have. Everything to support our ego. Now do you understand that we have to learn to rely upon God? It says in the Bible to trust in the Lord and lean upon God in all your ways and not lean upon your own understanding. In order to find this life from God, all you have to do is give up playing God. Give up your judgments of other people and your resentments of them. See them as just people. Your wife is just a lady. Your husband is just a man. Your kids are kids. Don't resent them. And then you will find a life that comes from God and from being a friend of God. And it's called living by faith, learning to rely upon God, and giving up the ego-emotional life of pride. Hi, this is Roland. Just wanted to say hi to all the listeners in Northern California, beautiful Southland and Inland Empire, and all across the world on the internet. I also want to say welcome to all my listeners in Kansas City and Indianapolis, Indiana, every Saturday evening. Welcome. So you must find a life from God. How will you find this life? Well, you have to want it. You have to yearn for it. See, you have to realize your need for it. Now, let me give you a very simple example, a down-to-earth example, just so you can see how dysfunctional this emotional life is. There are two ways of working. One way is simply to work. Another way is to work in such a way that your ego is involved. Let's put it that way. How many of you can remember when you had a day where you had work to do? Something simple. Work with your hands. Not so much involving people, but just some simple work. Raking leaves or painting the house or something. And it could have been on the job, too, but I'm talking about simple work that doesn't involve seducing other egos and trying to please other egos and trying to look good and trying to impress the boss and trying to prove something. Resenting. The ego is not involved in any way. Just simply doing work. How many of you can remember a day like that? It was beautiful. You worked all day, and at the end of the day, well, maybe you were tired from hard work, but it was a good tired. You were just tired from hard work, but you felt good. You may not have even been tired. You may not have even been tired. When your ego gets involved, when you resent your work, for example, remember I said the ego, when Adam fell away from God, then he came to, he needed other support. So he looked to his wife. He looked to food. He looked to nature. Eventually, his progeny looked to drugs for support, to marijuana for support, to alcohol for support. But the main thing that we look for to support our ego, our pride in its separation from truth, from reality, from God, from what is right, to keep us separate from the spiritual life from God, we use our emotions to support our ego, don't we? Our anger, our hurt feelings, support our ego, along with all the other emotions that we use. And, of course, our imagination, where we hide and construct an alternative reality for ourselves, where we blame others and judge them and feel hard done by and try to dream up things we can do to prove ourselves to others. You see, that's where we hide for our support. And we look to other people to support us. And we look to our drugs and but our drugs, aren't they a substitute for emotion, our marijuana and our alcohol and so forth? See, they separate us from God, separate us from conscience, and disinhibit us and liberate us to our passions and our angers and our rages. See? So now you must learn to find this life that comes from stillness, the life from God, that a whole new way of living, moving and having your being will flower, and you will grow as a child of God and accomplish things in a good way. Hi everyone, this is Roland. I just want to take a moment to introduce myself. Well, I've been around 28 years now on the radio. I'm just a man with a microphone, and that's how I help people. Well, I'm a lot closer to 70 than I am to 65, so I'll give you an idea that I've been around for a while, okay? But I understand some basic things, but more importantly, I know how to recover from them. Some basic things that go wrong, like resentment, hostility, and unfinished business, and not finding the purpose of your life, okay? Getting sidetracked, and conforming to other people, and then finding out you missed the boat. So I know how to recover from that kind of stuff. And I know the answer is spiritual, and it has something to do with God, and it has something to do with Christ. See, but here's the thing. Just hearing about religion, hearing about God, hearing about Jesus, it's not enough. You have to experience Him in your innermost being. And what's blocking you right now from experiencing Him is undoubtedly resentment and being lost in your thoughts, lost in your daydreams, and lost in your worries and doubts and fears. And so you have to learn how to stand back from those so you can get clear of them, okay? It's like coming up out of being under the ocean, coming up to the surface, and there's the blue sky and the puffy clouds, and you take a wonderful deep breath of fresh air. That's what you need to do to come out of those daydreams that become nightmares. Rise above them and then find reality. The blue sky and the puffy clouds and where the birds are singing. And that's why I've made a little meditation, too. I've made a little meditation that has been very, very helpful to some people. It's been very helpful to me. And I think could be just what you need if you really and truly want to get better, okay? And find out the purpose for your existence and find out just where you've been going wrong and what's been blocking you from finding all the good things that life can hold. Did you understand my very simple example? I said that if you do simple work, it doesn't involve trying to fool people and bamboozle them and seduce them and impress them, and please them. If you just do simple work with your hands, then you feel good afterwards. But when your ego gets involved, then you feel stressed out. So now do you see the dysfunctionality of emotions? It's stress. And the ego needing support to keep it separate from the truth, separate from God, separate from conscience, separate from realizing how we have fallen away from true life. See, we don't want to face that fact. And so we need our emotions, stresses that call upon us to generate emotion. But now, do you understand now why at the end of the day you are stressed out? It's because you've been calling upon stress to support your ego. Think about it. Instead of calling upon God, God wanted the Israelitish people to learn to call upon Him and rely upon Him for support, didn't He? But you call upon stress to support your ego. You call upon stress, the stress in people especially, but in situations, to arouse emotions in you. Angers and lusts and passions and rages and hurt feelings and excitements to support your ego. Learn to call upon God instead of calling upon emotion. Then you will receive God's approval and God's love and a life from God and peace from God. All for denying yourself that moment's excitement. This is your Shedding Shackles meditation moment. You must learn to work without your ego being involved. If you have something to do, then just do it, but without resentment. If you have something to say, then Just say it, but without resentment. Do simple work. Not to please other people, but because it's your duty. If it's your duty to do your job, then just do it. Never mind whether people appreciate you or not. If you have something to do at home, then just do it. If it's time to take the garbage out, then take it out. Just get your ego out of it. Do your work in a very simple way, and you'll find that it won't be tiring. You'll find that it'll be good, and you'll find that it'll have a good effect upon you, and what you do will have a good effect upon other people. It's called simplicity. It's called being transparent. It's called living a life and not taking energy from things to support your ego. This has been a Shedding Shackles meditation moment. For more information about how you can learn to overcome stress, visit our website, SheddingShackles.com. Can you see that you can begin to experience eternal life right now? Eternal life is becoming acquainted with God and knowing God and living from God and receiving approval from God and energy from God. It's called love energy. It won't be your energy. It'll be His energy moving through you. You must find the life of the Spirit of which Christ spoke. Now, do you understand why you have to deny yourself, what Christ meant by deny yourself? In other words, deny yourself your emotional candy bars. Deny yourself your resentments. Let your resentments go, your grudges, your angers, your hatreds. Let them go. And when you do, another life will come. Life from the stillness, the life from God. Did you know that I have over 900 video YouTube lectures? My most popular YouTube lecture is Never Complain, Never Explain. So check it out at youtube.com or sheddingshackles.com. Did you know that my most popular book is The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage? A spiritual and practical look at relationships. My favorite chapter is How to Forgive and Forget. The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Check it out at Amazon.com or SheddingShackles.com.
Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
This is a very good program. You undoubtedly should listen to it again. Because every time you listen to it, if you have an ear to hear, you will see a bit more, understand a bit more, realize a bit more. And when it comes to realizations, you don't need to be greedy about it. In other words, if you hear something that is useful, some aha moment, some realization where you say, oh, I see. I've been resenting my kids, or I've been resenting my wife or my husband, or even when I go to work, I'm secretly thinking, well, they don't appreciate me, and I've been using things. So that's just a very simple example. If you see the principle, you say, I see it, then that's enough. That's all you need. Just have that principle. Having seen it, then as you go through life, then that will be it. I can't explain how it works, but it will change you. See, it's a realization. It's actually from God. How do you realize? See, you never wanted to realize that you're wrong. You never wanted to admit that you're wrong. You always wanted to blame someone else. See, you even blame things. You blame your car when it breaks down, or you blame the chair when you bump into it. You hate the chair. You resent it. You resent other people asking you to do things. And you judge everyone. You secretly judge them. You're secretly playing God to puff up like a little tin horn dictator, a little tin horn god sitting on the throne, judging everyone. So you never wanted to see that you were wrong. You never wanted to admit you were wrong. But if you can see that you're wrong and not doubt it, you just see it and not resent seeing it, just see it, then you're on your way. You're on your way. Okay? So it's very, very simple. And then you change for the better because you've accepted the you accepted the truth from God. See, it's actually the light. It's the light from God in which you can see such a thing. And when you admit it instead of denying it, when you admit it instead of resenting it, when you just humbly see what it is, what the truth is, and not try to deny it, then can you see how you are actually turning toward God? You're coming back over to His side to see things in His light. It's just so beautiful. So that's what you need. So see how simple it is? So if you have an insight from this program, then be grateful for it. Be grateful. But now, where people have a problem is that it's hard. See, and when you listen to me, maybe for just a few moments that you listen to me, you can feel that life with it. You can feel warmth in your being. You can feel peace. But then when you go back out in the world, what happens? You become upset. You become angry. You become irritated. You get pulled into things. You get pulled into everything. Your ball game, your music, people's issues. And that's why it would be helpful if you could get the little meditation so you can learn to stand back. Stand back from everything, including your imagination. Stand back. Live in the present. Because when you're lost in your imagination, reliving the past or planning and scheming for the future or worrying about the future, you're not objective. You can't see reality. You can't see the forest for the trees. You're lost in your imagination, an imaginative, virtual, not even a reality. Come back to the present moment, back to reality. See things the way they really are. And then you'll see that people can't help themselves. You'll see that they're lost. You'll see that you judge them harshly when you could have overlooked and been more forgiving. You'll see all of that. And it will modify your behavior. It will mitigate the hurt. And it will permit you to move forward to a bright future and a happiness as a friend of God. If you hear something here that you've always yearned to hear, well, then the next step would be to get the meditation. Because it's so simple, but so important, because most people are lost between their ears. Most people are lost in worries, doubts, and fears. And it'd be nice to come out of that. Come back to the present where the birds are singing. So go to SheddingShackles.com and look for the free meditation. Could do you a world of good. these emotions that we have, they tend to overwhelm us, don't they? All it takes is one bout of resentment, where someone says something that makes you very resentful, and then your emotions rise up to support your ego. And so those emotions then are very powerful, and they pull you down into the thought stream and the imagination. And there you think about what she said or what he said over and over again, and think about what you should have said and what you could said and what you will say. You see what I mean? It's kind of silly, really. But what I want you to see is that it's more than silly. You're literally giving up your life. You are exchanging eternal life for the animal life. The animal life of emotions leads to death. That's the exchange for a moment's glory. You know, it's like a drug addict gives everything up for a moment's high. Well, do you realize that you give up your life, your peace of mind? You give up eternal life for a moment's high of judging another person and hating another person and resenting another person. So let your resentments go. Would you please let your judgments go? Let it all go. Go outside and see the blue sky and the puffy white clouds and hear the birds sing. And life will be good. Yes, indeed. The meditation could be just what you need to help you calm down, get centered, come back to reality where the birds are singing and the sky is blue and the puffy clouds are floating overhead. A world where there is love and there is truth and there is God, which you knew when you were a little child. A long time ago, you knew that before you became upset. Come back to reality now, would you please? Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener supported. Thank you.